This podcast replay is brought to you by EssentialMovingExperts.com. 5-star rated. 25 years of experience in the moving business. Family owned and operated. They offer free 30-day storage. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Mention the Big O and get $150 off. Moving was never so easy. EssentialMovingExperts.com.
He says, morning. Oh, that was a boneheaded play by the Bengals last night to hit Mahomes out of bounds. Yes, Osai. Yes. Listen. Last night, San Francisco? Yeah, San Francisco had a whole bunch of stupid penalties.
Yeah, they.
Oh, my God. They played a lot of stupid football.
They reminded me of the Dolphins yesterday.
Yeah, McDaniel and Shanahan had some of the similarities there at times. Kind of like Shanahan in the Super Bowl. Yo, you got a 25-point lead on Tom Brady? Run the ball. No, I'll just keep passing. wonder where Mike McDaniel gets that from. I saw a lot of that. And then Osai's hit. What are you going to do? You got to call it. See, here's the interesting part about that hit. Okay, and here's where you got to look at it, and here's where Osai screwed up, and the Bengals also just handed the game, you know, to Kansas City. That is a hit that you make in the first quarter. That's a hit you could try in the second quarter. Do you know why? Okay, you're going to give up 15 yards, whatever, but I'm taking a risk that I might put Mahomes out. So for the rest of the game, they lose Mahomes, but we lose 15 yards and maybe possibly just a field goal. Okay, we'll give up the 3 points, but I'll take the trade-off because I took Mahomes out of the game. But at the end of the game, when you commit a penalty like that, you are now giving the game away. You have now pissed away your season, and it's over. And now you feel like it gets by Buckner. You know what I mean? This ain't the first GOAT. And it's not like GOAT like in greatest of all time. You know what I mean? This ain't the first guy to be the fool of the game, the idiot of the game, the bonehead of the game. You know, it's watching Jose Canseco and the baseball go right off his head and over the fence for a home run. You know, these are things, it has happened throughout the end of time. We can all think about certain games and certain moments where a player pissed away an opportunity for an entire team. And you either drop the pass, right? What's the name of the receiver against Seattle for the Dolphins, the Jay-Z kid? He's a really nice kid, man. What's his name? That poor guy, he had the memory for him for the Dolphins was dropping the pass against Seattle that they put it in his basket and he drops it. What's his name, dude? The guy that Flo had to play the Jay-Z music for because he was just showing him up. What was his name? They traded him to Houston, bro.
Kenny Stills,
yes. So Kenny Stills had the game, didn't he? Remember that game against Seattle? And he just drops it. And that's how you remember Kenny Stills mostly. Those are the two memorable things for him. Dropping the pass against Seattle and then his whole thing with Flo and the whole Jay-Z music. I mean, this is throughout the end of time. That's the way it goes. It's Jamal Mashburn passing up the game-winning shot to Clarence Witherspoon. You know, these are the things that you have to live with at times. The Dolphins, 3 or 4 fumbles against the New England Patriots with a chance to go back to the Super Bowl and a rematch against the Bears. The only team that suffered a defeat against the Bears was the only defeat the Bears had throughout the season was against the Dolphins. Everybody wanted to see that rematch. But the Dolphins pissed it away with one fumble after another. And you have those moments, unfortunately, where you are, you know, the guy at the end that, oh, wow, you screwed up the game, dude. And that play is a dirty play any way you shape it. His anger was, oh, man, I don't want to lose to this guy. And he allowed his anger to take over. And in post-game when they're asking him the questions and P.J. Hill is next to him like his defense attorney and all that kind of stuff, and he's talking about, yeah, I wasn't sure if I was too far out of bounds. I was just trying to be aggressive or whatever, this, that. You got to think, man. You got to think. You got to know where you're at. Awareness is incredibly important in these kind of situations. Osai did not have good awareness in that moment. I get that play in the first and second quarters. I get it. You want that trade-off. Okay, I'm taking a chance. I'm going to take a slightly dirty hit here, but I might be able to knock Mahomes out, and I'll make that trade-off. Problem is, you don't make that trade-off at that moment. Got to know the time, the place of the game, or if not, you're a screw-up. And Osai will have to live with that, man. Like many players in the history of time have had to live with something that cost their team a game, and then they've got to be mentally tough enough to come back and overcome it. That's it. But Osai and the Bengals have nobody to blame but them. Look, there were other shady calls in that game, the do-over, all that kind of stuff. There was another call that was kind of weird, too, that, you know, I'm trying to remember which one, but there were a couple of calls that I could say, wow, what the hell were the refs thinking there?